Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I am thrilled that you have decided to spend a few moments of this precious day of life with me. Thanks for being here. My prayer is that you find exactly what you need for today. What is it you're looking for today? I pray that right here you find what you need. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Beauty for Ashes. Today's devotional is for the women who have been hurt, those who woke up a little disappointed today, those who sometimes feel overwhelmed, those who are beginning to believe that maybe it's just too late and you're losing hope. For you, the one who is disheartened by the journey right now with not a lot left to give, this is for you. In Isaiah 61, verse 3, God reminds you that he will give you a crown of beauty for ashes. This is a scripture we've talked about a lot. I've taught on it before, but I felt very drawn to come back to it to get today. He will give you a crown of beauty for ashes. What are your ashes? Ashes are the evidence of a fire that has destroyed. The remains of a dream that went up in flames. The remnants of a woman who is burned out. Did I get you right there? Is that what your ashes are? The remnants of a woman who's just burned out. These are ashes. And we all have them. We've all been hurt. We've all messed up. We've all been scorched by the fires of life. But we don't have to live as women who are just a pile of rubble after the destruction. No, because our God promises beauty for ashes. What does this mean? This means you can take your heaping pile of all you've ever given up on in life, all that seems too far gone and hopeless, all that appears to be ruined, and you can exchange it for beauty. Something magnificent for something that was malfunctioning, something beneficial for something that has been broken, something desirable for something that is destitute, something worthy for something worthless. Beauty for ashes, a beautiful life for a burned out life. What a deal. That's like trading in your 20-year-old junker Honda that barely runs for a brand spanking new Range Rover with After Effects. If you heard that deal advertised on TV, wouldn't you drop everything you were doing and get yourself to the car dealership? Wouldn't you find a way to tow in your 20-year-old hunk of junk and receive your brand spanking new Range Rover with fancy wheels? Wouldn't you find a way to do that, to redeem that offer? Oh, you bet you would. Trade out your old used-up car for a beautiful new one. And listen to me here, okay? This is important. God is offering something worth so much more than a car. And he's offering it to you. Imagine the ads. Today, you can trade in your old disappointments and failures for a brand new, exciting, purpose-filled life. Wouldn't you find a way to get yourself wherever you needed to be to redeem that offer? Trade in your old disappointments and failures for a brand new, exciting, purpose-filled life? Well, the offer is here for you today. Will you show up to redeem it? The offer is available right now. beauty for ashes. God does not leave your heartbreak unredeemed. He doesn't leave your failure unforgiven. He doesn't leave you. He's coming back for you. You're not being left behind. He's coming back to take whatever you have left and create something beautiful and worthy and meaningful and life-changing with it. Whatever your ashes are, God is offering you beauty in exchange today. But here's what that means. That means you have to give up the ashes. You have to give up being a victim. You can't hold on to your ashes and carry them around for everyone to see. You can't be angry about it anymore. You have to make the exchange. Beauty for ashes. Turn over your heartache. Turn over your failure. Turn over your disappointment. Turn over your hurt. Release it. It no longer belongs to you. And you know what's really powerful about this? When the pain no longer belongs to you, you no longer belong to the pain. And with your release of the ashes, God gives you beauty. He gives you purpose. He gives you a passion. He sets your feet on a path to use every ounce of struggle for good in this world. You admire someone that has a beautiful life. Like you look at them and you're like, wow, their life is beautiful. Look at their passion for life. Like look at them fulfilling their purpose. Look at the good they're doing. That is a person who had a whole lot of ashes. I guarantee you, dig deeper into their story. Anyone living that beautiful, big life that you admire, that is someone who had ashes, someone who was disappointed, someone who had been hurt, someone who had failed, and all that's happened is an exchange. That's it. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing the result of the exchange that happened. That person who said, God, I got these ashes and I don't want them anymore. I don't want to be defined by it anymore. I'm giving you these ashes. The burned up remains of what was. All my disappointments, all my heartache. And I'm saying, God, you redeem it. You redeem it. Here it is. Give me purpose and give me passion and set my feet on the path to use every ounce of struggle for good in this world. That is beauty. And that's the result of a holy exchange. Some of us need to make a holy exchange right now. This wasn't even in my notes, all right? This wasn't even there, but it's just something I feel like God spoke into my spirit right at this moment. A holy exchange needs to happen today. Here it is, God. Here are my ashes. And I'm ready to make that holy exchange. I'm ready to redeem this. You redeem this, God. Here it is. Will you give me beauty? I'm going to give you this burned out life. Will you give me a beautiful life? I'm going to give you my heartache and my disappointment. God, will you give me purpose and passion? What a holy exchange. Beauty for ashes. What a deal. Girl, you got to get in on this. Make that holy exchange today. God, here's my pile of ashes. I give them to you, and I thank you for giving me beauty in exchange. You want a beautiful life? Here you go. This is what you do. Take the ashes. Make the holy exchange. Maybe I should rename this. The Holy Exchange. I think I will. May I guide you in a prayer today of just, oh God, redeem this. Redeem this mess. Do something with this. Can I guide you in that prayer today? I know maybe you're hurting. Maybe your disappointment, maybe you're overwhelmed and you're like, I don't even know how. How in the world could God do something beautiful with what I've got right now? Oh, you need to introduce your impossible to your God. Introduce your God to your impossible. That's what needs to happen. There is nothing God can't use. There is nothing God can't change. He has the power, and here's the thing. He wants to do it for you. You just got to give that up. Give up those ashes. Watch him do something beautiful. Come on, I'm going to guide you in a prayer. Join me right now for a holy exchange. It's happening right now. There's some stuff happening right now. I'm so excited. Let's pray. God, good morning. God, how we thank you for this new day of life that you have given us. And God, I thank you for this opportunity right now for this holy exchange that is happening. God, as we just come to you and we just lay it down, we lay down these disappointments, we lay down these failures, we lay down this overwhelm, we lay down the burned up remnants of a dream. God, we thought it was going somewhere and it didn't. We are disappointed in this. We don't understand it. God, why? This doesn't make sense to us. But God, we just take these ashes, this reminder, and we bring it to you and we release it. Lord, we don't want our identity to be wrapped up in what got burned, the remnants of a burned out life. We don't want to carry this stuff around with us anymore. This isn't who you created us to be. And so, God, we release these ashes and we accept the holy exchange. Bring it on, God. Bring on the beauty for these ashes. I don't know how you're going to do it. It makes zero sense to me how you're going to redeem some of the stuff. God, I don't understand it. But you didn't call me to understand it. You called me to trust you. I don't have to know how. I just have to know you. So here they are. Here are our ashes. Here's our disappointments. Here's our failures. Here's our mistakes. Here's everything that didn't work or everything that was gonna work and we gave up on it too early. Here's our heartbreak. Redeem it. Do something with it, God. We don't want to carry this around. Thank you for the beauty you are giving us for our ashes. Thank you, God, for purpose and passion that's being renewed in this moment as we make this exchange. I thank you for what you're doing in lives right now, for the big, beautiful lives that are taking effect in this exchange right now, God. I feel it. I'm excited for it. I thank you for it. Now give them the strength to take the next step. Give them the faith to trust you with every step after that. I lift up every person listening to you right now in this moment. I pray that you meet them right where they're at. I pray, God, that you would provide for our families exactly what is needed for today. God, there are some that desperately need you as their healer, that desperately need you as their comforter, that desperately just need you to be their daddy today, that just need you to hold them and bring them peace today, to get them through the fire today, God. Just be whatever is needed today. Would you protect our families? Would you just surround us? May we be covered in your shadow today. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, for being here with us today. To help us hear exactly what we needed to hear. Thank you for being in this moment. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, for everybody that's just reading the transcript, sorry you're missing out on so much. I'm glad you are listening because clearly God had some bigger plans for today's message than I was thinking of this morning. So thanks for being here today. And woo, let's make that holy exchange. I love you wildly. I'll meet you again tomorrow, okay? Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.